Grim Reaper pizza shirt.
Yeah. I would rather burn myself on a pizza oven than try to explain to a parent why his kid got a bad grade because he doesn't ever turn in paperwork.
True story. Very different jobs.
Fair enough. Uh-huh. Feedback both ways, by the way.
I bet. You're great. So I was looking at your website because I wanted to see a menu because, I mean, obviously it's too early for you to bring me pizza this morning, so I can't.
It's a tad early, yeah.
A little bit, but I heard a rumor that you're going to bring some to me later.
I am. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so I'm checking this out. You can go to barlottis.com. Nice and easy. And you got the pizza bistro. You got the food truck up here. And you've got a tap house. What's going on here?
Okay, so right at the food truck, that's actually really exciting news. So the food cart started about 3 or 4 years ago, like I said. And when I first opened, it was just like an empty grass lot. Like I had to like take a weed whacker before I moved in. Like
really?
It was just this empty field on Friendly Street, across the street from the Friendly Street Market. And it just kind of blew up. So now there's like 3 food trucks there and a beer cart that I own. Yeah,
you got food trucks, beer carts.
Again, much to my wife's chagrin,
I was gonna say.
Like, she's like a mixture, really proud of me, and then like really irritated by ambition at the same time.
Fantastic.
But so I have a tap house that is next to my beer cart, which I kind of think gives a nice little. Obviously, we have a few of those types of like beer/food truck type places. I feel like mine's the most, I hope this is a selling point.
Oh no!
But mine's the most like kind of neighborhood chill. You know, we have, you know, music playing, but not super loud.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a more just kind of relaxing place to, you know, grab a slice.
That seems like a really good area to have that kind of location.
Oh, they are the best customers ever. Like, when I hire people, a lot of times they'll ask me, like, well, if you're not here, what do I do if I have a difficult customer? I'm like, this is Friendly Street in Eugene. You so rarely get a difficult customer there. They're just a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So do you have all your own recipes? Do you have any... Well, obviously, you can't tell me your secrets, but you got some secret sauce recipes and stuff.
In general, I do have a secret, and I say that, like, every job has their little things that you can make the job easier. Like, if there's a salesperson, you could, like, pre-fill out the sales form so the customer has to sign it.
Are you listening to this, Matt?
Yeah.
My sales guy in here.
every job has that thing, the little shortcuts you could take to make the job a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
We take none of those. That's the secret. We just do it the worst way, the most pain in the butt. Horrible way possible.
Good plans.
Yeah, but it really does make a difference. It's kind of like the sum of the parts kind of thing where all the little stupid stuff that you wouldn't think makes a difference, when you put it together, it ends up making a difference. So
nice.
We just do it the really long, obnoxious, stupid way, but it actually makes a better product that way. So
what's this about delivery? I'm hearing that you deliver as well?
Yes.
Okay, so when I was told this yesterday, I laughed so hard on the phone because he tells me a little bit about, you know, what's going on with you. And he said, and they started delivering. And I just cracked up because I pictured you manning your big, you know, truck, super busy day. You get a call and you're like, hold on, guys. Hold on, unhook the truck, drive off. They're like, what the hell? Oh, they deliver now.
I actually thought that was a good business model at one point, having like one of those like Dodge Sprinter vans, like those little smaller, going to your house and making your pizza. And then I realized to make money, I'd have to charge like $60 for a pizza to do that, so that's stupid.
And people might find that kind of strange, especially if you're wearing that shirt.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Wait, he's coming here to make the pizza?
Yeah.
Just let yourself in.
Well, we started delivering about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we started delivering actually from the restaurant in Springfield, so most of our delivery area is Springfield. But I think our range is like 5 miles, and I took one yesterday that was like almost by like the Albertsons over by Amazon. So I'm thinking about making that a little smaller because that's almost to my food truck. Like my food truck's like 2 miles from that.
Now you're just getting lazy, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we don't want to drive all the way to Springfield. Like, well, you know, you can go like 2 blocks down the road to my food truck.
Well, that's the best thing about you expanding and having all these different locations. It makes it easier for people to get there.
Yeah. Well, the goal is for the delivery to get popular enough where I'll have one delivery driver that's delivering from both locations, and then we can expand our delivery area.
Wow.
But yeah, so right now it's a 5 mile radius roughly from our restaurant, which kind of, again, encompasses the market area of most of our food truck anyway.
I don't think I got the pizza last time you came in. I think it was one of those situations
I brought in cannolis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cannolis. I can't wait to taste that pizza. You're heading, or you're number one. You're leading in the voting, right? At NRK.com?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to, we're doing really well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So everyone out there, you can go to nrq.com and vote for your favorite food truck. We're going to be crowning the winner of the Food Truck Frenzy on June 27th at Ninkasi Brewing's Tasting Room in the Wit. $1 from every pint sold will go to HIV Alliance and Pride. So it's a great cause and it's a lot of fun. And apparently you're doing well. So
yeah,
good
yeah.
luck to you.
No, it's so weird that I started this food truck to like have something to do when I wasn't teaching. And now I'm, you know, working 60 hours a week with my hand in an oven. It's pretty great.
Much to your wife's chagrin.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we've learned this morning.
I just think she really liked the whole home at 4:30, 5:30, you know.
Structured.
Off a decent amount, off for the holidays types of things.
The best thing out of this interview was picturing you walking into a hospital with that shirt on with a pizza. Pizza, oh, yeah. Anyone?
It's weird because
sir, get some taste, please.
I have a messed up sense of humor, there's this element of like, oh, this is so not okay, and also, oh, this is amazing.
That's great. Well, I can't wait to taste that pizza later today, as long as no one eats it before I get back from my break. I've got him on that. He's supposed to guard it and save it and bring it to my office for me. Lock and key.
I'll be bringing you some pies at around 11:30.
Awesome. I can't wait. Thank you. Again, nrq.com. Go vote for your favorite food truck. It is the Food Truck Frenzy. I've got another interview coming up on Thursday, but so far, my favorite.
Thank you very much.
Don't tell Jeff from the hot dog place.
Again, it's a bit of a ringer because I was on public access television.
I know, right? I
mean, it's a bit of a ringer.
You came in here and said, Em, you don't have to do anything. I got this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't need any information. And look, thanks for carrying me because this was great.
Confidence is camouflage for the fool, I'll tell you what.
There you go. Well, you did great.
Thank you very much.
I bought it. So right. There you go.
Sounds good.
Coming up, Lumineers, AJR, and News and Sports on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You just want the radio on?